This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Howdy doody.
La, 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 la.
Oh, what's the singing for?
I'm just getting my vocals in check.
For?
Oh, you know, because I'm going to need my vocal cords during... I don't have to sing.
Just for this
evening.
It's
what happens on award-winning radio.
Of course. I'm sorry. I forgot all about that.
So your weekend's just begun.
It apparently has.
It has.
And we've got lots on the show tonight.
We have got so much.
That's your cutest for nothing, really,
yes,
pretty much.
Absolutely not a thing.
The Garg's been up to mischief again.
Oh, can we not?
Can we?
Can we not do Gaga?
No. Everyone's done Gaga.
You know what makes me sick?
What?
When that desperation for attention.
Do you think it's desperation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to be pretty desperate for attention to want to go near Britney Spears' mouth.
She went in for the tonguey.
She went for a tonguey and... shock horror.
What happened?
The first person ever Britney Spears didn't do a tonguey with.
That might have been the best decision of her life.
Oh, those two locked together. They'd be like two crocodiles. Two ancient beasts of show business. Fresh from the Triassic period. They would have been like triceratops. Or like try anyone on top. And Arthur and she doesn't know whether she's Arthur or Martha.
Yes, because apparently she did she tried to go in for the tongue.
Yes.
With Brit.
Yep.
Because she was there as a man.
She was there as a man.
She dressed
did
up
she
as
turn her upside down?
Why?
Did she turn Britney upside down?
No, I don't think so.
She might have recognised her. Well, you know, we've all seen that, her coming out of a taxi.
We sure have. No, but she did a bit of a John Travolta look.
What do you mean?
She was a bit Grease.
I think she'd been watching Happy Days because she sort of rocked up as Ralph
Fonzie.
Mouth. She didn't even rock up as Fonzie. She rocked up as Ralph the Mouth.
Real? Yeah. Was it Ralph? I didn't get to see
it. Did she try and do it with anyone else?
No, not that I know.
No?
No. But apparently she's going to be coming on The Simpsons soon.
She's going to come.
Exactly. And she's going to be doing...
She's going to make an appearance.
She's going to make an appearance.
She's not coming on it.
Oh, is she going to come on as herself? She is going to come on as
herself.
Oh,
what's that? What's that going to be like?
The Garg is going to be on The Simpsons.
No, but what is herself like?
Well, who knows?
Exactly. See, this is... When you're in the business of creating or making a sensation...
Yes.
We don't know what she's really like.
We don't.
Do we?
Don't!
Homer.
She's going to be playing a bit of a tart or a slut. Because I think she's going to go for Marge. Her and Marge are going to get it on.
Oh, she's always doing that.
What is it?
She's going for the slight Les look.
Just controversy for just wants to follow her.
It's like Madonna in the 90s.
It is.
Has anyone reminded her that she was once a lesbian?
Madonna?
Yes.
Did she do that?
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, she did an erotica.
She did Lizzo. But she doesn't do Lizzo now she's got kids.
She doesn't do Lizzo now she's
no.
got kids.
No. We should remind Lourdes, actually, that Mummy did Lizzo. Mummy had a Lizzo.
Oh, dear.
Well, she was doing... But it's all showbiz, Frank. It's all smoke and mirrors.
It is all smoke and mirrors.
You and I, we have no choice. We have to go Lizzo. Because we are.
It's 15 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We were born this way, honey.
Oh, trust you to tie that in.
Oh, it's a segue.
It is a segue. Oh,
I feel like I'm on the set of The Simpsons.
I think that was the idea.
Where's the nuclear reactor when you need it?
Madonna is, she's done some really shocker movies.
People should take care.
In her time.
It's not going to be safe going to the cinema very shortly.
She's gone behind the camera this time.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I don't know.
Spare us.
She's gone directing. She thought she could direct. Instead.
She thinks she can do a lot of things, apparently, like sing.
Apparently, a new movie that she's just directed and released at the Venice Film Festival was W.E. It's called W.E.
Oh, is that like is that a wrestling movie?
Yeah, it's a bit like W.E. wrestling,
isn't
it?
Or should it be called W.C.?
I think it might, depending on, you know, her direction.
How lovely. Imagine if we had a toilet flushing soundtrack, sound effect right at that moment there. Well, that would have worked, wouldn't it? We're testing the skills of our producer, Paul.
I think you are. Wallace Simpson. It's apparently about Wallace Simpson. Now, you know about Wallace Simpson, who had a love affair with King Edward VIII.
More than a love affair. They got married.
No, they weren't allowed to get married.
He left.
Did they end up doing that?
He didn't. He left the priesthood.
The order.
The family business. He walked out.
Did he? And they got hitched.
Yes.
Oh, see, I haven't followed it. I knew that there was.
And I think they lived. Yeah, I think they did actually, you know.
It was scandalous.
Well. So Madonna loves a scandal.
She loves a scandal. So she's done a movie about that.
Oh, good
that.
On her. So someone thought they'd hand her a budget and a camera and a director's chair. See?
With Madonna on it.
Anyway, apparently, is it a hooting success?
A hooting success. I think it's been given some shocker reviews.
Has it? Well, no, she's not actually going to be, she's not acting in it.
She's not acting in it?
No.
No, I know. There's our toilet.
Pretty good, producer Paul. Only about 2 hours too late. But
can we have it again?
No. Frank, what are we doing? Oh, Madonna's new movie, WC.
Over the past couple of years, there's been so many talent shows. And X Factor 2011, nothing's changed. Listen to this mum and daughter.
And we are called Majestic.
Hey, they might be good.
So wonder.
Okay, they're not. And everyone's going gaga over this girl, Storm.
I want to be famous.
She thinks she's popular on YouTube.
Got a few thousand views.
But wait till you hear this.
Baby, you're a fool.
Andrea, have you had any singing experience before?
The Two Fat Lattes, who believe if you ain't got it, don't flaunt it.
High five, sister.
High five.
Slap.
Can I do it again?
No more.
I fully screwed that up.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, dear.
What is with all of these talent shows?
Can people without talent please stay home?
That's their 15
the world,
minutes.
You know, yeah. You know, I really want to say good on you for trying, but I'm going to end up saying how dare you waste my time.
You know, they've introduced a talent show with a twist now.
No talent.
No, it's called The Voice. It's an
Voice.
It's an American show.
Can you not?
I just want to explain it to
can
you.
Can you not? Because
can I just quickly?
My glitter gland is bleeding.
It is, and you might have to let it bleed a little longer.
Oh, I'm going to have to lance it.
Because Christina Aguilera is in it. I don't know who the other two are. Anyway, they're irrelevant.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they... Who?
She's what?
CeeLo.
It's CeeLo. I love CeeLo.
There you go. So
and Maroon 5.
So it's those three.
Yeah.
And they sit with their back to the client.
Does Christina get on top of CeeLo?
What do you mean?
Would it be like a top deck?
Oh.
Or a Kinder Surprise.
No.
Oh, no.
The twist is, Benny.
The twist is they clothing
sit,
optional.
They sit with their backs to the person singing mm-hmm. or doing whatever they're doing.
Do they walk away?
No.
See, that's a good twist. Walking away.
No, they'll turn around if they like them. And then you hear about it for the rest of the show.
Oh, God.
I turned around for you.
Oh, no, that's gorgeous. So I turned for you.
Yeah, a bit like that.
That's got a nice twist to it. Could we make people turn for us?
Definitely.
Thanks, Bryn.
I like that idea.
Do you
but
like
the scary thing is that from my experience, they don't turn around. They just keep running.
Oh, dear. So... There's this X Factor that's on again.
X Factor, yeah.
Yes.
So can you explain? Because I really am not au fait.
Well, I haven't watched
it. So there's X. What's the one that just was on?
The one that was Australia's Got Talent.
That's Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's the kid with the teeth. He won that.
Oh, yeah. The Milky Bar Kid.
The Milky Bar Kid.
And so now we're going to have.
Now X Factor started.
When's Big Brother on? What's going on with television? So Scare Factor is it? What is it?
Yeah, that's a better name.
The
actually.
Scare Factor.
Yes, and there is a Scare Factor. In fact, we've got the first scare factor. Oh. So wonder if it
shows. That can't be serious.
That was majestic, mum and daughter.
It's a mum and daughter. The mum should know better. Now this is why you shouldn't smoke Winnie Blues. So wonder if it shows. What did she say? I wonder if it shows.
I don't know.
I wonder if
was
it shows.
Was that the kid or the mum?
Oh, the kid. That was the kid.
And the second contestant is this 14-year-old kid called Storm.
Firework. I know her. Her surname's Drain. That's where they found her. Can you play that again, producer Paul? Firework. Now, you know...
Storm Drain.
You know... People have been saying, like I hear a lot of people talk about their kids that have got ADD and behavioural problems.
Yes, they go on X Factor.
No, they should be put in a room and subjected to...
Pretty hair, pretty eyes, could you ask radio?
That's the wrong one, Producer Paul. Producer Paul, you do realise that there are a lot of rainbows driving home listening to the Lattes. Christina's on her way to the airport and unfortunately, I think... This could be a traffic hazard.
I know how you love lists.
Yes.
You love a good list, don't you?
Yes.
You love, you know, a top 10.
I'm not talking about Shimla tonight.
No.
Okay.
Melbourne apparently has been rated the world's best city to live in.
Come on, honey. We were going all right until you brought that
Why
up.
Why do they keep bringing up that old chestnut?
Those things, who reads them?
Apparently us.
No, we don't, Frank. We don't believe that.
It's the first time in 9 years.
No, Melbourne's not. Sorry.
So no, I don't. I'm with you on this. I agree.
A city with one-way traffic.
It is.
Do you know how long it takes us to get to work to the studio each night?
Oh, it's getting worse.
It's worse because basically I had to go. On our hands and knees tonight, crawling to the studio. A city cannot function at 40 kilometres an hour.
Well, it functions quite slowly.
It's no point in getting
anywhere.
You may as well walk.
We should get on our bikes and just start
riding. Oh, honey, I can't do bicycle.
Why?
I can't do bi. I can't do two wheels.
Can you
Those tyres are so skinny. I can't.
You can get fat tyres.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, you can get a mountain bike.
They're still rather thin.
Well,
I want four wheels. You know, I want creature comfort.
What do you want, a go-kart?
I want creature comfort like seat and seat belt.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't do
bike. It'll take forever to
get here. I can't do bike because if I fall over, it'll be in E! News. I can't do that either.
Do you know what the last one, the last city was the best city to live in on the list?
Juno.
The most livable city, the one that was in last place, what would that have been?
The last place. On the list?
The last place you want to live in on Earth. Where would that be?
Perth. I don't know.
Perth was actually...
even come into it.
No, it was 8th.
Sorry.
Perth and Adelaide, 8th.
Who did the... Perth and Adelaide. So this study was done in Australia.
No, there's international cities.
Out of all the cities in the world to live, Perth made it on the list.
There must be a criteria.
Yeah. Like some dickheads doing it. Who's filling these forms in?
Because we never filled
it in. Who's filling it in? Rose Hancock. Who did they give that list to? Rose Hancock and Nicole Kidman. Come on.
You're not going to believe it, but...
Humphrey B. Bear could soon make a comeback.
2 years ago, he disappeared from television screens.
So what is the future for Humphrey?
Humphrey could be back on top.
Is that right for the kiddies to be watching?
Humphrey will talk.
Really? I wonder what he'd sound like. G'day, I'm Humphrey, and I'm a bear. Who knows, we might see him down at Circuit one night.
Come on out, mate.
So a large, mute, hairy bear is coming back onto the air. You sure they're not talking about the Two Fat Lattes?
This is an award-winning show, may I remind you.
Oh, and one more thing, Humphrey.
Might be a good idea to start wearing pants.
Joy 94.9.
That's my bear.
G'day.
Did I mistakenly hear that Humphrey was a top?
Is he?
That's what I heard.
I thought he was a hungry bottom. A starving bottom.
Is that different to a hungry one?
Yes. I would love to meet Humphrey.
Would you?
Yes, I adore Humphrey.
You did love a good Humphrey.
I love him. What was he good for?
He gesticulated very well.
He what?
He gesticulated very well.
He was in an all manner of strife. Poor Humphrey, wasn't he?
He was.
But apparently...
He had a very exciting life.
But Honey was his favourite fare, wasn't it? I do believe he often had sticky fingers. He did have sticky fingers, Frank.
He did.
That's what disturbed me about his paws.
Oh, why?
I always imagined that he would have like...
He only had three.
What?
Fingers.
Three fingers is all you need. But it takes two hands to handle a whopper. Oh, it does get in. Hey, why are we advertising all this?
I don't know. Oh, well, I think because he first appeared in 1965. Did you know he went that far back?
Oh, he's like 46 years old.
He is 46. This is the prime of his life.
He's just over, actually. What happened to Humphrey?
Well, he was taken off air 2 years ago.
Did he do anything wrong?
No. He gesticulated wildly and they took him off air.
There was something about, you know, I loved that his lower jaw just flapped. He just went, he used to make that that noise.
That was his hands, I think.
Well, something was flapping. Something was, hey?
You think his bottom
Well,
his
he used to make
lip.
That sort of that slapping sound. You know, there's one thing about Humphrey.
Yeah.
I remember Humphrey, but I can't remember many people around him. You know, sort of held him up.
That's true.
Because Humphrey was a star in his own right.
He was. He was an icon.
The only person I do, you know, it just came into my mind was Patsy Biscoe.
Wasn't she on Play School?
No.
Or was she with Humphrey?
No, she was Humphrey, mate.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, you sound like you're all-knowing.
But she was very, what's that? on Fat Cat and Humphrey.
Oh, she did both.
Oh, Patsy.
She did cats and bears. Wow.
She likes a man handling her pussy.
Do you know Humphrey did speak?
No, never.
He did.
When did he speak?
He spoke.
When?
The only time he ever spoke was, remember the Curiosity Show? Dean from the Curiosity Show.
Dean from the Curiosity
Show. He was the dude with the mo.
Oh, the Curiosity Show, yes.
And he did an experiment with electricity and gave Humphrey a shock.
And Humphrey screamed.
I think he might have screamed something quite...
Shut up!
Like that.
Like that. I bet that Humphrey had a big... He would have been steamy inside. You know what I mean? Like,
in the suit.
He would have been hot and bothered.
You know, someone, before he got removed off air...
Yes.
Someone posted a profile of Humphrey on Gaydar.
Oh, really?
Did you know that happened?
What do you mean? Like, a serious one?
Yeah.
Like, the person underneath Humphrey?
Just...
Oh, Humphrey was on Gaydar.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen what his interests were.
Just read my profile.
Yes, it is the Homo Helpline. It's 2 minutes past 8 o'clock.
What were we going to talk about? Homo Helpline. It's Homo
Helpline.
Well...
You forget very quickly.
I do. I've got a Homo Helpline here from someone. Someone called the studio a little bit earlier and...
What happened?
Well, I suppose we should talk about it. We're going to handle this one very carefully, Frank.
Gently.
Very gently. It's very
sensitive. Are we hand-lowering?
We're
hand-lowering?
Well, we are. We're going to hand-lower into the basin. Now, let me see. It says here, what's the best... Well, I'll give you the gist because I can't read it out completely like... They wanted to know what the best way of getting rid of an odour after some pleasurable moments.
Right.
They go on to say that occasionally after a hookup or, you know, like during, you know... And it doesn't say whether they're male or female, so I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what.
Do the girls do hookups too?
Oh yes, Frank.
Oh well, I don't know.
Oh, the les gag for hookup. Now let me say. So she says that sometimes you get a little linger on your finger,
right?
And they're not quite sure how one should remove the offending odours from one's.
Well, just like while you're there, is it Are they saying that it's wrong because you're in front of the person, or is it wrong because it just the odour won't come out?
Oh, I think it's wrong if you're driving home and you have and you keep remembering the moment. Do you know what I mean?
You can remember the moment.
Yeah.
Just by lifting a finger.
I'm not exactly sure about this one.
Lemon and vinegar?
Yeah.
You go to your old handy hints. Well, that removes all stains, all variety of odours.
I'm sure a eucalyptus oil.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yes.
Like you could wash your hands in some, in your eucalyptus, your wool bath there. What's it called? The wool mix, Martha Gardner's wool mix.
Do you think that would
work? That's very handy. Very handy. So same with a bit of a wash with some lavender. Lavender neutralises the smell.
Does lavender's good? A little bit of talc for abrasiveness.
Oh, do you think you need abrasion?
Talc and mix a bit of talc with vinegar. Off it comes.
Talc and vinegar?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now.
Hang on. Have you done that?
No.
Why are you suggesting it?
Well, talc is kind of very abrasive. It's a bit like Ajax.
Well,
so if you mix it with a...
Well, if we're going to go, why don't we just use Ajax?
Well, you could.
Wow, this is like really heavy-duty cleaning. I didn't realise. You know, again, my war cry, people, please. There are people suffering out there.
There are.
You know, keep it, let's keep it tidy, people.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
That's right. People shouldn't, after you meet someone, what's disturbing is, right, if someone was to meet me in the street and we were to...
What?
You know.
Embrace what?
Shake hands.
Do a bit of that.
Yes.
All right, in the street.
Well, maybe in the laneway. Next to the studio.
Right.
But I would be horrified to think that someone would spend the next hour driving home
imagining
all these ways to get rid of the odour. Do you know what I mean?
Are you saying that they should linger on it and be happy with it and bring back happy memories?
Well, I would like to be remembered like a Sunday roast.
Oh, like a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like when you smell, I would like to have thought that I was a bit like a lamb shank roasting in a hot oven next to some taters. And like the smell of that coming off the oven is enough to make your mouth water.
Yeah.
I don't want want to be remembered and people dry reach. Do you know what I mean? Remember in the office, I used to have like a big bowl of mandarin in mandarin season for those heavy days.
For toots.
If you do a toot, there's nothing better than to peel a mandarin to diffuse the vapours. That travel.
Or light a match and blow it out.
Matches are really good. A match is very good.
For toots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bowl of mandarins. Remember that, everyone.
Keep citrus very handy. You know, the other night I made fish and chips, but I was watching...
Did you do Fijian style? I was watching
my favourite Lezzo, Anne Burrell.
Is she?
Oh, well, she looks like it. I'm just going to say she is. Because she... why not?
You get that vibe.
You know, I get the vibe... No, she's probably not.
Well, that's all right.
You know, hey.
We'll think of her as a friendly Lezzo.
Honorary Lezzo. Anyway, she made fish and chips. And so I followed her to a tea. And I have to say, fabulous.
Right.
They were amazing.
So what did you actually do that was different?
Fried them.
Deep?
Oh, it was deep. Deep, Frank. It went deep and it was...
We're still talking about fish and chips, aren't we?
Oh. There's nothing better than a deep fry. No, because you know what happens? You know what's important to remember here, folks, about the deep? It's got to be hot.
Yes, that's true.
It's got to be really hot. And you've got to get a bit of peanut oil onto it.
Oh, peanut oil.
Yeah. If you're going to do the fry, get some peanut oil. You need a high smoke point. So what happens if it's really high heat, right, really super high, what happens is it cooks really fast,
yeah,
but then you don't get soggy.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, when you do deep, when you go deep, you don't want to end up soggy. You don't.
No, that's fair enough.
I'm sure you would complain if someone went in deep and ended up soggy. Wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. I wouldn't want a soggy
Because my mum always went shallow.
Oh, she didn't come out with the goods.
I was left with Sog-O-Rama.
Did your dad go deep?
I was going to impress my... Next time my dad's in Melbourne, yep. I'm going to impress him with my fillet. I'm going to give him a deep fillet. Filet-ish, sorry. It's French.
It is French. Yeah. I think we're talking about fish.
I thought we were. And if you go to www.twofatlattes.com, that will lead you to two places.
Where will it lead you to?
Facebook, to our Facebook page.
Yes.
Or to our home, you get a link to the Homo helpline.
Excellent.
You just click on that. Oh, and Twitter.
You forget the Twittering.
I have no idea about Twitter.
We have followers, though.
Does Kim Kardashian follow us? No. Oh, not even her. She follows everybody. Do any of the Kardashians?
Maybe, do you really want them to
maybe
follow
if
us?
We offered some shaving advice.
You know the boy Kardashians on Dancing with the Stars in America?
The boy? Which one's the boy?
Apparently they have a child that's a man.
Which one?
There is a kid.
That's Khloe. You leave her alone. She's Humphrey Bieber's love child.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, and broadcast every Friday night from 7 till 9 on Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
We'll be back again soon. In the meantime, check out the website, www.twofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.